In an era when we dash off a quick email or a text message or a tweet, we tap it out, send it, read it, and just as often quickly delete it, the magic of a letter is something that has sadly been eclipsed. The letter, a construction of thoughts put down on paper, sometimes typed, sometimes handwritten, with a signature that's distinct and personal. And it's something that lives on through the years, and you just don't get that with a 140-character tweet. We turn now to a story that proves letters can pack incredible power long after they've been written, long after the writers have left this earth. The story comes out of Troy in Oakland County. In 1971, the city was opening its first public library. The youth librarian was Marguerite Hart. She came up with an idea to help celebrate the opening of the library. It involved letters, and some 40 years later, her idea may have helped save the Troy Library. Philip Quick's the assistant director of the Troy Public Library, and he joins us now from Troy. Welcome, Philip.
Thank you for having me today, Cynthia.
So tell us, what was Marguerite Hart's idea to commemorate the opening of the first public library in Troy?
In early 1970, Troy was beginning to build its first permanent library building in Troy. Previous to that, the library had been in storefronts and in public school classrooms and things like that. Marguerite Hart at that point was the youth librarian, the first youth librarian in the city. And she had the idea that she would write to the prominent cultural and political and social figures of the day and would ask them to write a letter to the children of the city of Troy on the opening of their first library. She sent out dozens of letters and received 97 back from all over the country, all 50 states, Canada, the United Kingdom, from some of the cultural figures of the day, all wishing the children of Troy well on this important occasion.
Then they kind of got put in a folder?
Well, yeah, exactly. Like all good librarians, Marguerite collected the letters. I assume they were displayed and discussed 40 years ago. And then she very neatly put them in plastic sleeves and put them in a binder and put them up on a shelf. And that was pretty much where they sat for some 40 years nearly.
And so give us an idea of the kinds of individuals who wrote back and who were sitting away on that shelf for those years.
Well, it starts with political figures. So it has letters not from then-President Richard Nixon, but from the First Lady Pat Nixon. There's a letter from Neil Armstrong.
Who is a notoriously quiet private individual. That's pretty
very
special.
Private. That letter itself is probably the most valuable monetarily that we have. It's a letter from April of 1971 about, what would that be, less than a year after he walked on the moon. A typed letter on NASA stationery with his signature saying how the library is basically where you get the information that has put humans on the moon. And then after the political figures, it goes into cultural icons, writers. Dr. Seuss has a letter, which I think is probably everybody's favorite. It is a blue sheet of paper that says, "Dear Children of Troy," and he repeats the word "read" in different color pencils, in different sizes across the letter, and that is his advice to the children of Troy. Neil Simon, the playwright, Rowan and Martin, the comedians, Vincent Price, the noted horror actor, just a sort of every cultural and political figure of the day in the U.S. Really had representation here. It's
so
a pretty amazing collection.
These were sitting on a shelf, and then let's roll the clock ahead a little, about 40-some years.
So exactly 40 years.
Yeah, I guess so.
It was pretty interesting. In 2009, 2010, the Troy Public Library was going through some, as the city of Troy, which has Oakland County,
yeah,
was going through some financial difficulties, and the decision was made to close the library unless an independent millage could be passed. There were several failed attempts to pass a millage, and the library staff in May of 2011, we were basically cleaning house. We were getting ready to shut down the library.
Wow.
We had a May 1st closing date. And as part of that, you know, we're going through the files, we're going through things on the shelves, and I pulled this binder of letters out and started reading them and was amazed that almost 40 years later to the date, I was holding this in my hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, they speak to the importance of public service, they speak to the importance of knowledge and the importance of libraries, and they're sort of an amazing collection.
Do you feel that these letters help save the Troy Library? Because the answer from the citizens of Troy was, yes, we will accept this millage and that your doors are open.
Right, definitely. I mean, the letters were not only, I think, were they read and appreciated by the residents of Troy, but they were used in the debate around the library. They were made into posters by the supporters of the library. They were made into T-shirts. And they really, in this day and age that people are concerned about finances and taxes and rushing around the community, they harken back to a time where knowledge and education were important, were valued by the community, when a community was taking a decision to actually open a library and not pare down or close a library. And I think it certainly swayed people and certainly reminded people of the importance of knowledge and libraries, and played a big role in the passing of the millage.
Philip Quix, the assistant director of the Troy Public Library, he spoke to us from Troy. And Philip, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Cynthia.